Good morning, Kent. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Tuesday, August 11, 2026. Here is your weather for Dodge County, MN. Today, a high near 82 degrees, chance showers and thunderstorms, then partly sunny. Tonight, a low near 65 degrees, chance showers and thunderstorms. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 24 cents and beans added about 21 cents. Recent trend, over the last five sessions, corn has eased and beans have eased. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why corn and beans both firmed overnight. The cleanest driver we see is China stepping up U.S. soybean purchases, snapping up 238,000 metric tons last week ahead of the Trump-designed meeting, per Hoosier Ag Today. And that demand signal tends to lift corn alongside beans. With no USDA report due, we would also credit the fresh U.S. to Canada tariff news out of Hoosier Ag Today stirring trade uncertainty. Call it demand and trade, not one clean cause. Stocks point lower into the open, S&P futures off about 0.1%. A softer tape can tighten the credit and input cost mood your lender watches, worth a glance, but it does not set your cash bid. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Special Olympics athletes to shine at Bacon Butta Show. Now in its seventh year, the Iowa State Fair's Bacon Butta's Pig Show pairs Special Olympics athletes with 4-H and FFA mentors, and it takes the ring at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, August 15, in the Swine Barn. The event is a partnership between the Iowa Pork Producers Association and Special Olympics Iowa, with each athlete guided by two youth mentors on pig care, showmanship, and working with judges. IPA President Dean Fraser, a comrade pig farmer, calls it one of the most rewarding events of the year. Wallace, Ohio will hand out $4,500 scholarships to mentors chosen by random drawing. What started as one show has grown into a statewide movement, with nearly 50 county fairs hosting Bacon Buttas this year and hundreds of athletes getting their chance to shine. And the fair event is free with paid admission. Story 2. MDA seeks input before next legislative session. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is asking farmers, businesses, and anyone touched by the food and ag system to pitch policy, funding, and program ideas before it builds the state's next two-year budget. You can weigh in through an online written form that runs from August 10 through September 18, or by joining one of two free public input sessions held over Zoom, which do require registration. All of this feeds into the next legislative session that starts January 12, 2027, when lawmakers will set the two-year agriculture budget that funds MDA programs. It matters because the money and rules farmers deal with get shaped now, so this is a rare chance to speak up before the decisions are locked in. Story 3. Tradition preserves food security. Wild chokecherries and pin cherries, simmered down and drained through a sieve, yield rich red juice that cans up for winter jelly or as an energizing tonic, and it takes only about 3.5 cups to make a batch of jelly. The piece walks through preserving a whole season of abundance, from pickled Hungarian hot peppers and sweet summer squash to cabbage fermented into sauerkraut and hog lard rendered into jars that keep for years. Author Jason Malamy, a retired educator and soldier from Marinette County, Wisconsin, who lives on Lake Superior with his wife Cindy Dillenschneider and their Australian Shepherd Red, ties these skills back to ancestors who survived harsh winters, tornadoes, fires, and crop failures on almost nothing. His point is that home canning is more than nostalgia. It is real food security and a memorable family tradition worth learning when you have more time and money. Story 4. Canada faces new U.S. tariffs as trade talks intensify. Washington is set to slap a 50% duty on a range of Canadian goods starting August 19, and both sides are racing to cut a deal before the deadline. Canada and Mexico want the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement locked in for another 16 years, but the Trump administration opted for rolling annual reviews instead. At the same time, Dairy Farmers of Canada is pressing Prime Minister Mark Carney to hold firm on the country's supply management system, saying past concessions only brought fresh American demands. For anyone watching cross-border ag trade, this fight over dairy access and tariff pressure could reshape how North America buys and sells farm goods for years to come. Story 5. China steps up U.S. soybean purchases ahead of Trump's Xi meeting. Chinese buyers snapped up 238,000 metric tons of American soybeans last week, a signal that the May meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping is starting to pay off for U.S. growers. That order puts China roughly a quarter of the way toward a promised 25 million tons a year through 2028, part of a deal that also has Beijing agreeing to buy at least $17 billion more in U.S. farm goods annually. The catch is that China has also rolled out new legal and trade measures against the United States, including tighter export reviews and sanctions on several American entities, though none aimed directly at agriculture. With another Trump and Xi meeting expected in September, farmers will want to watch closely because the shifting trade winds can move soybean demand, prices, and your export planning. Story 6. An ESU New Bali Agricultural Laboratory, a legacy worth celebrating. North Dakota State University dedicated its new $97 million Bali Agricultural Laboratory on Monday, August 10, drawing several hundred people to tour a facility built for plant pathology, plant breeding, weed science, agronomy, soil science, and horticulture. State Sen. Terry Wonsick noted that $87 million came from the 2023 legislature and another $10 million from mostly private contributions, and he called it a state investment rather than an expenditure, while NESU President Marshall Stewart and Board Chair Pam Gullison said the payoff will benefit producers and generations not yet born. The lab honors Henry L. Bali, an early INDAC plant pathologist who proved to skeptics that soil pathogens build up without crop rotation and who wrote the 1909 North Dakota Pure Seed Act that later shaped federal law. And he also founded and first coached the school's football team. Researchers like potato pathology chair Julie Pash marveled at the upgrades, from forklifts replacing hand-hauled 100-pound potato bags to stainless steel coolers controlled by phone. And Stewart even joked that one of Bali's great-great-grandsons touring campus will surely become a bison. Story 7. Lean Hogs. Lean Hog futures caught a bid to start the week, with the October contract climbing after buyers jumped in early. According to the Hiha report, prices opened steady this morning before that quick buying pushed the market higher. The move builds on a minor bounce from Friday, which came right after October hogs had slipped to a fresh one-month low. For anyone watching livestock markets, this early strength hints the recent slide may be finding a floor, so the full report is worth a look. Story 8. 2026 Ohio Field Leader Crop Tour. The Ohio Soybean Checkoff's Field Leader Crop Tour is rolling through about 40 counties over 4 days, scouting corn and soybeans and posting county results as they come in. Scouts found strong soybean fields with yield estimates climbing from 55 bushels in Henry County up to 60-plus bushels in an April-planted field that got 1.5 inches of rain while they scouted. While corn showed mixed results, including one early field where hot, dry pollination weather caused jumbled kernels, tit dieback, and gray leaf spot. Bean fields planted back in mid-April and mid-May are still branching, flowering, and adding pods, so scouts say every new flower is stacking on more yield potential. The tour crew is watching August moisture and September weather closely, since a late fall could decide whether these fields hit their full potential, making this a good early read on what the 2026 crop might deliver. Story 9. Watch. Videos capture the moment a 7.4 magnitude earthquake strikes Colombia. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake tore through Colombia on August 10, 2026, and bystander videos captured the ground shaking and buildings coming down in real time. The Colombian president confirmed the death toll climbed past 100, with many people still missing beneath collapsed structures and piles of debris. Rescue crews launched an urgent search for survivors as families waited for word about loved ones trapped in the rubble. It is a sobering reminder of how fast a disaster can strike, and the raw footage makes the full report worth watching. Story 10. What to know about Trump's vaccine executive order. Trump on Monday put a signature to an executive order pushing Make America Healthy Again vaccine goals, a move that could reshape how families schedule childhood shots. The order urges drug makers to break apart combination vaccines and to trim the total number of immunizations kids receive. It also declares that the administration will now back what it calls gold standard recommendations covering just 11 core vaccinations against the most serious diseases, along with the MMR. For farm families weighing what this means at the doctor's office, the change signals a notable federal shift in official vaccine advice, so the full article is worth a closer read. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. A farmer's mother-in-law said, "It's going to rain." He said, "How do you know?" She said, "My hair is frizzing." He said, "That beats the radar app every time, and it's free." Here is Cal's quiz. The 1916 Federal Farm Loan Act created the original federal land bank system with how many regional banks? A. 4. B. 8. C. 12. D. 24. And the answer, 12. The July 17, 1916 Act gave farmers credit at rates the local town bank could not match. The modern farm credit system, Compere Financial Farm Credit Mid-America, is its direct descendant. Source, USDA Economic Research Service Farm Credit History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm I ride along this morning.